Yeah, that's what this is for. What would it look like for you to, quote, ruin your life? What would you do?
What would I do to ruin
I'm
my
sorry,
life?
Yeah, yeah. What would it look like if you decided to ruin your own life?
I'd shoot a politician.
That's not a bad one.
You'd burn. I could see myself like burning
ruining
down my,
my
house,
life.
Then like going to Cancun and just like burning all my money.
What would it take for me to ruin my own life?
Is no, that, what would it look
leaving,
like?
Oh,
what
leaving
does it
Las
cinematically
Vegas.
Look like?
Leaving
oh,
Las Vegas. Is
yeah,
what it looks like.
Oh, the cinematic me ruining my own life would be if my wife got like murdered or something like that, and I would just go on an absolute psychotic killing spree.
Yeah, you'd be
like I would
taken.
Stop killing when I was killed.
Yeah,
like I would like
Eric becomes the Punisher
more or less.
Yeah,
like I would just delete people until
starting with me.
Yeah,
there's well,
so much
I've said
more
this on
and
the
people
podcast
who look
before
like, me.
Like if you were to if you hurt my loved ones,
are you the one that killed his wife?
Yeah, like if I mean if you are then yeah absolutely yeah. You're dead
and
but,
everybody that looks like him. Yours is way more cinematic than Al's. Al's would just be like the him going into his apartment, the front door shutting, and then nothing happens for 3 hours. It'd just be a shot of like the front of his apartment. You might hear like the pop of a gunshot from inside.
Like exactly 2 minutes
yeah.
59
I
or
don't
2 hours.
Have a gun in my home.
Yeah, no, at 2 hours 59
it's
minutes.
It's just the sound of a
like
chair falling
50
over.
Seconds, like 56 seconds. Guns, you hear the
yeah, yeah, that's it. And then nothing happened. Maybe somebody just walks past his front door at some point.
So Al's cinematic life ruining moment is just a quiet suicide.
Yeah, that's right.
That's so sad. Why?
I'm a sad person. Yeah.
I don't know if you've heard much about Al's like home life. Al, what is your average day?
Oh,
when you're
can I just say it?
Yeah, yeah. You lived with him.
Al gets home. Mm-hmm. He brings in his like.
I like how excited he is to talk about this.
Because he's
waiting for him to say something
to be
wildly
to
racist.
Be judged for it.
I'm gonna listen to you, but I'm gonna watch Al's face.
Yeah.
Al gets home. And he either has a meal he bought at fast food, or he has a like quick to prep meal.
Okay,
he gets that. And
wait,
he,
no, welcome to the Anything Cast. I'm Patrick.
I'm Eric,
and I'm the Chronicler Owl's life. Will
okay.
I'm Al.
I can't look at him. He's giving me the withering gaze hard.
Continue. I'm sorry. Continue.
So Al gets home. He either has a fast food meal or a meal ready to eat. Mm-hmm. Not like an MRE, but like...
Yeah, like something you pop in the microwave or the oven that you just
MRE.
Put on a tray.
Al
and,
eating an MRE.
And so like
sad.
He takes it. He goes to... at least when he was living with me, he goes to his bed. Because he has a TV near, like, at the foot of it.
Okay.
And then he either watches Glee or he plays an X-Men, like the Avengers game.
The Avengers game?
Yeah.
Wait. Like the one Marvel Ultimate Alliance?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, I loved that game. That game was so cool.
Am I close to, like, what you do now?
What's
the
TVs? Okay, so when I get off of work, it's usually like 8 in the morning. Okay. And you are correct. I do have some food with me, some sort of food,
like
either something that I'm, yeah,
like
something like that. It's
McDonald's.
Really quick and really easy because I'm like, okay, I don't want to do shit. I can't cook. I'm not going to waste time trying, mm-hmm. blah, blah, blah. And
more
so
dishes.
I will put it. But I now have one of those All-American TV, like All-American little table things that I can like, put my little food on
until
I can be proper. Because I never got like a dining room table because I'm like, I don't fucking cook, so why would I need one?
You're not going to have me and Kira over to your apartment to eat dinner for Thanksgiving?
No.
That's why he comes here.
Yeah, well, my plans
for
are
Thanksgiving.
Ruined.
Yeah, for Thanksgiving, I'm here. I do put on something like really short, whatever. This is long enough for me to make my stuff, eat it or whatever. Mm-hmm. The TV used to be in my room at one point. At one point, I moved everything all in my room because I was like, I don't ever leave from here. So
then
why
did your
anything
living room look like?
Empty.
It was bare.
Yeah, just bare.
It was empty. And then I was like, I should probably put stuff in there.
One day you got home, you looked at the living room and went, this is sad. I look sad.
Do you live alone?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I was pretty sure
alone,
like my
well, only him and the
a sibling or somebody came in and they were like, this is it. And I was like, yeah.
You gotta put like a poster up here or something.
I mean,
I don't
just
even have
one
posters.
Poster. the man
they're like
likes
all
lips.
Under my table. Like I have like a table with like a little shelf on it. And I have a bunch of posters there that I'm like, I should put these up. But then I'm like, I get home, like, I can do something better and go to sleep.
Yes.
So I'll do that.
My man just likes to live a Spartan lifestyle. There's nothing wrong with that.
One pinup poster, Playboy pinup poster is what you need in your living room. Now I have
photos of families and friends.
Yeah.
Okay, it's got a little homier now.
It's got some little things, little but touches. It's really not. Like, I don't even have curtains because I don't care enough to get any because I'm like, why?
I have black curtains because I hate the sun.
Why you gotta point out the color of those curtains?
Because they block sun better.
Yeah.
That's just how color works.
Why are they not? Why no white curtains, Eric? why no white curtains?
This odd feeling that you guys are like compensating or superimposing some other thought in the back of your head on what this is. I'm talking about, like, you know. Yeah. Doing what he's talking about.
What color
about, like,
curtains do you have, Al?
Yeah. I don't have any.
He doesn't have any. He See? Just said so.
Exactly.
That's what sparked this conversation.
Exactly. So why black curtains, Eric? He doesn't even have curtains.
Why are you discriminating against these curtains so hard? You got a serious issue with black curtains for some reason.
I don't
reason.
Like the way you said black.
See, I...
By the hard
well,
B.
Well, unlike hard some L. people who just have white curtains in their house,
why'd you
I have different colored curtains in my house. I let all sorts of curtains into my
house. No. I'll defend Patrick here. He has a minority of blackout curtains.
Yeah.
So, I mean, he's DEI.
When you lived here, you had a blackout curtain. I remember that. Yeah,
that was a big curtain.
Yeah, you had a big curtain in front of the window
but
next to your
wasn't
bed
mine.
You don't like sleeping next to the
window.
Yeah,
to the window. Yeah, like my bed's like not
Tell
near
Eric
the door.
Why you don't like sleeping next to the window. Tell him. Do it.
Yeah, come on.
Divulge all of your secrets.
I'm going to be honest.
Live on the
I
show.
I have a thing about aliens, and that's like one of my like biggest fears is to like get abducted. And so like my bed's like catty-cornered. Not near a door, not near a window, but like right on like kind of like a corner like this, but the window isn't that close. The windows are like all down here.
Okay. Well, to be completely honest, I mean, while I'm not going to sit here and tell you that that's a 100% rational fear,
it is.
I will say that that is nowhere near the craziest reasoning I've ever heard for how one positions a bed.
What's if the craziest reason? Then what is?
Now, what is the craziest reason?
You got one in your head, big guy? It sounds like you got. See, it sounds like
why'd
you got
your voice
else.
Crack?
I've been talking for 3 hours. Honestly, I mean, I know people who like very specifically set up their bed to where, like, you know, they like attack intruders and stuff like that. Mm. Like,
see, I used to have a knife by my bed too.
But I mean, that I
was
have a shotgun.
I was like, if
me too,
aliens got me, I was gonna stab
gonna
him.
Get
yes.
Yeah, I mean, that's again reasonable. I mean,
within the irrationality, yeah, it's very reasonable.
Will has a shotgun. I have a shotgun. Eric has a shotgun. You have a knife. What does that say?
I don't
you?
Have it anymore, though.
Oh, you got rid of it?
Because I would like
it.
Wake up and
the
like,
I took it. I'll buy you a shotgun.
Yeah. Which what? Yes, we need to buy you a shotgun. To put
I mean, just give
him
a nice little single
apartment to
shot.
Shotgun-free apartment.
I'd wake up startled, and I'd like slam my hand to the side or whatever, and like my knife would be there, and so I would like nick myself or something. So I'd
oh my god, really? That sucks.
Yeah, it also sucked when you like put it like straight up like this at night.
I have two.
That
swords.
Way he's just grab holding it. Quick.
He's just holding it straight up.
Well, it's on like a stand. Like he's got to like grab it quick. Like,
please
this.
Tell me he had this when you were living with him.
Okay, I really can't talk too much.
It
I
was
guess
bedroom.
I, have, I don't think so.
I have no. a spear, two swords, a double-barreled shotgun.
I know, Eric. Don't go off.
Three
on,
knives and eight pistols by my
queen.
Bed. So
go off.
And now, to be completely fair,
I was living with
you've
Alex.
Also got
pistols.
Seven dogs.
Yeah, five, but no, the eight pistols by my bed isn't necessarily me positioning eight pistols by my bed. It's just there's two gun racks
yeah, he
and
jacks
I just
off
set
to the
them.
Pistols.
Yeah, yeah, that's what those
he's
are
gotta,
for.
I set the pistols on the bottom shelf of the gun racks, you know, so they're just going to be there regardless.
Hey, which would you
what, no, hold on. What else happens in your day, Al?
Like I wake up with these, like, on me. From where I would like scratch myself in my sleep from
that's
like jerking.
Hot. I don't
were you
I
just
don't...
leaving like an open kitchen knife just
no,
sitting there?
No, it's like that would be just for my nails.
Oh.
From when I just wake up because I would think that like something was getting me and
oh,
I would
and you
like scratch myself.
Yourself. Yeah. Yeah. Okay, that's fair.
And so other than that, like, you know, I do like the normal stuff like shower and do all that kind of stuff. And then depends on if it's my work week or not. If it's my off week, then I lose track of real time, and sometimes yeah. I'll just be sitting there looking at the walls, and then I'll be like, oh yeah, it's like Tuesday. I should probably do something.
It's Tuesday other. At 2 a.m. Yeah,
like, and like talk to my... other people, because I'll like call my best friend, and I'll be sounding like hoarse, like I haven't talked to any living person, and I'm like, what have I been doing for like days? And she'll ask me, and I'll be like, I don't fucking know.
Yeah.
I might have been playing the game. I might have been doing something.
Went into a fugue state. Hmm? Stared at the wall for 17 hours. Life be like that, though. I mean.
And then I got on medicine, and then I stopped taking medicine.
How was the medicine going?
It was going all right. Is but it? It was weird side effects. It made my dreams worse. And so I took it, stopped it, and I was like, I don't like this. And then one time I thought I was taking medicine for like a year. And then my doctor's like, you haven't been here in a year. And I was like, oh.
That's an issue.
Yeah, well, yeah. Was it the medication doing that? Or was it the lack of medication? No,
that was me not taking the medicine.
It was the lack of medication.
But like in my head, I was like, hell yeah, I'm taking this shit regularly.
Yeah.
Every day when I go to lunch at work or whatever at 3 a.m., I'm popping this pill and I'm.
How crazy would it be if like.
What were after you that taking year, that whole after time? That doctor's
visit, you got to lunch and you sat down and your coworker's like, where's that pill you kept? You took. Don't you have to take your medicine? Wouldn't that be the strange hand
you, thing? They, yeah, it'd be so fucking weird. Just like, you like, yeah, you take medicine every day, but the doctor's just like, I haven't seen you in over a year. Just like, what have I been doing? Like,
thinking that I was taking medicine. Pill,
like, what was I putting in my mouth? What
rewind the tape. I was just putting like a live cockroach in his mouth.
Oh, God, no.
Yeah, these pills taste worse and worse every time.
Every day. They get harder and harder to find. Got to flip up all the
seats. They did that in the Aquaman 2 movie.
Did they?
They had him eat a cockroach?
He ate like a roach. Because like the other guy was like, this is my brother. He's never been to the sea. This is a delicacy.
They were doing some roaches up on the Aquaman movie?
Sure.
So wait, you watch... You don't watch DC stuff, but you watch the Aquaman movies?
Like, I never watched the... I didn't watch the shows or whatever, but I watched... Because Jason Momoa was hot.
That's fair.
But, he like...
Is. That's a good one. Okay. That, as far as reasons go, that one's pretty straightforward.
I like that one, and, like, I just didn't care for and Batman and, like, all that.
With his rippling muscles the whole time. Yeah. That's fair.
Yes.
I mean... And also, they're going to put him in. Are
he
be
looks
flattering.
Like he's wearing eyeliner naturally. Like
yeah,
he's one of those guys. That's always. I wish I looked like that. I wish I looked like I was naturally wearing eyeliner.
Yeah, he is a Pacific Islander god of a man. He is just like
Eric, much like the Rock. Like it's Jason just like Momoa. He just.
I mean, it wouldn't hurt my feelings. I mean, I don't ever plan on leaving my wife in my life. My wife likes me just the way I am, so
would your wife like you better if you were Jason Momoa?
I'm sure it wouldn't hurt her feelings either, to be completely honest.
You sure?
So I think you'd get two votes for yes on me just morphing into
Why
Jason
don't you
Momoa.
Call her? Ask her live on the show.
I think she's busy right now. She's doing a whole thing.
Let me call her.
She's doing something.
Hold on. Who can I call and ask if it would make them feel better if I look like Jason Momoa?
Your wife? Yeah. You're married too.
Ask your wife.
Like, I'm not
ask
the only...
my wife. My wife is so mad right now at the video game. I do not...
Does she probably cuss you out?
She's so...
Come in here and flip this table.
She's so mad.
What's she playing?
She's playing Bloodstained.
What's that?
Wait, it's the Symphony of the Night game that was like not Symphony of the Night, you know?
Oh, right. That's the one the dude made.
Yeah, until last night, she thought that the shitpost NES version of that game was the real game and she was mad about it.
Oh.
And I was like, no, that's just the one that they sold for like $2 to promote the actual game. That's not the game.
I mean, that one's just a fun little Easter egg.
I wonder how many people bought that thought, well, fuck this guy. I thought he was making like a good game and then never bought the real game.
People who don't pay attention. I mean, it's pretty common.
Yeah, exactly. I wonder if they really shot themselves in the foot from a marketing standpoint by making two games with the same name.
I mean, I don't remember it getting a lot of bad press.
What was that Mega Man guy?
Mighty Number Nine.
Yeah, I remember Aaron being super disappointed about that.
That thing was like...
Aaron.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that game was like hot garbage, though, wasn't it?
Yeah, that game sucked.
Yeah, like this was during the same era when we were getting a lot of those like crowdfunded stuff, and like you kept getting like two stinkers to every one ukulele or whatever.
Yeah,
and it was just like
ukulele was a stinker.
That one was like 6.5
out of context though. Two stinkers to every ukulele. Somebody's going like, what the fuck is he talking about?
Like, and that's what I'm saying is ukulele isn't like a massive, oh my God, this was so good. I'm saying you get two like sopping wet turds and then you get something like playable and cheeky like ukulele.
Yeah.
And
ukulele's fine. It's got like good controls and stuff. It's fun enough. It's like Hat in Time, you know? Do you play Hat in Time? You just seen the porn.
I
understand.
I had a yawn. No, I don't think I've played Hat in Time.
Yeah, like I said, you've only seen the porn. I understand.
Hope you're not looking up too much Hat in Time porn. That chick what looks is, very young.
What is Hat in Time? I don't even want to talk about it now. Fuck that. What would you take? The perfect stick or the perfect rock?
Go ahead, but please draw a picture of Will with the girl from Hat in Time holding hands.
Okay, if it's wholesome.
Wholesome. Yes.
Yeah, they're doing nothing but sitting there holding hands. That's it. We'll put that in the next episode. It's wholesome.
What would you take? The perfect stick or the perfect skipping rock?
Just for
the perfect stick, dude.
Yeah. I mean, just be clear what he was just accusing you of.
Will just looked
at the picture and he's just like, he's just looking from the picture to Will or from the picture to Patrick.
He's trying
like,
to turn me into Wash.
Yeah, yeah, dude. There's no horses.
That's the chick from A Hat in Time. Yeah, right,
so, do you know about the Bosch thing, Al? There was some guy who's like a leftist
chick on the top
guy who talks on YouTube or something.
There are animals in it. Vosh would like it.
That's true.
Oh, yeah, there are. There's a big chicken man back there. I'm sure there's a horse person in there.
He was live streaming, then he had a folder that was like labeled what? Like, lollies and horses?
No, the folder was labeled like documents and tax info or something, which it had like some of those off to the side. And then you saw pictures of like tiny lolly goblin girls getting slammed by full sized horses.
Nice.
Interesting.
The leftist agenda, folks. They're trying to make goblin asses less fat. Yeah. You can't have that.
His argument was, it's not a little girl, it's a goblin. A little short stack, you know.
Yeah.
Technically, this is not child porn.
Well, it is. If it was thick ass, it's kind
of. I heard it was lollies.
It's kind of the thousand-year-old wizard argument against, like, no, she's not a little girl, she's a 10,000-year-old dragon with the body of a 5-year-old girl.
Yeah. It's going to depend heavily on how as long as they're
like your, as long as they're like tall enough to be like your wife's size, though, then it's fine.
I mean, I guess. I mean, a lot
if
of
it's
this,
your
I mean,
wife, when she's green.
It's going to depend on how it's drawn. That's what
I mean.
It's
yeah,
be.
Like it. Since we're in the fantasy world of animation, like. You can draw whatever and then just say it's this.
And we can. And like Will with the girl from Hat in Time.
That's why.
And
you
we
know,
will.
Lolly Hentai, Boyaba. Like, doesn't suffer from the same pitfalls as, like, true child pornography. Because I think the biggest step and the reason why it hasn't truly been killed yet is just because. It can quote unquote be done victimlessly.
It makes money. That's
Eric,
the reason
up,
it makes money.
Eric, hold
yes.
up my foot.
No.
Please.
What the fuck?
Oh,
what?
Thank you.
There you go.
It's so
what am
hot.
I doing here? Why am I holding
it's
up
so
your foot?
Because it's hot.
What do you
We're
mean?
Burning
why are you
up, dude.
Up my, what?
I,
what
yeah,
are you
putting
doing?
It back down. I mean, what? Why?
I now understand why every fucking podcast has.
My feet feel heavy. What do you mean?
You put them on the ground. That's what the ground's for.
I'm fighting gravity here, man.
You haven't fucking hung out with Will enough to know that Will's big thing about like 2 years ago was just walking up to people and then asking them to do something innocuous just to see if they would do it. Because he loves social engineering people.
It's a bonding thing.
The bonding thing, my ass. Tell him what you would do to poor Reed.
I wouldn't do anything to Reed.
Yes, you would.
Sounds like Patrick has a specific example.
He'd walk up and just be like, he'd just walk up to you and then do this.
And then, of course, this happens.
Yeah, and then you just take it and then he'd just sit there and stare at you and then smile. That's all he'd do. He'd do that repeatedly to Reed.
No, that was Aaron.
What? No, you did that shit to Reed all the time.
Oh, it's true. Aaron and Reed, I guess.
You did it to everyone. You tried to do it to me. You'd pick up a coin or something out of your pocket and you just give it to me while we're driving down the road.
Like a 5-year-old just picking shit up off the ground.
Exactly, yeah. It was like a little kid.
Let me explain it.
Yes.
So
he read it in a book.
No, I saw a video online. And
everyone knows Will can't read.
Yeah, exactly.
And so the way it goes is because we evolved to be... because we're pack animals, basically.
Mm-hmm. We're social creatures.
The idea is, like, if you're handing someone something to someone and they're not paying attention, like, if you're in the middle of the conversation or, like, you're walking somewhere and you just randomly hand them something,
then they usually reach out and take it?
Their instinct is generally to take whatever you hand them because it's just, like, instinct overrides, oh, this is something important, or they wouldn't be handing it to me.
Mm. Yeah, I would like probably.
So, my favorite thing was to hand like trash to somebody and to trigger that little instinct.
Sorry, that just reminds me of my big gay manager at the liquor store I worked at. It was this.
How big was he?
He was like
a
good
gay liquor store.
Was big describing gay or was it an adjective for the man?
all of the above.
Okay.
He was very flamboyant.
He was like 4 or so inches taller than me. So he was very tall.
Okay.
And he was also very thick.
Okay.
Like he's broad shouldered, but also a little fat.
Okay.
So he was just a very big man.
Okay. And was he big gay?
He was, after you thought about it for a minute, noticeably gay.
Okay.
But like,
that's not that big gay.
Not so gay that you were.
He's like, not like big, hard gay.
Yeah. He wasn't farting rainbows as he jumped into the room or as he pranced into the room or something like that.
He
like,
wasn't super duper stereotype or anything.
You know. The guy from the
Tracy
convention.
Or whatever his name was.
Oh, yeah. Tracy. He's not Tracy. Tracy's just, noticeably gay. Like
Tracy
the moment
is
you talk to him.
That.
I just remembered he always just hated the liquor truck delivery guys. And there were these two scraggly white dudes who were rude. And I just remember one time I had like some crumpled pieces of paper that I'd pulled off some boxes. And I threw them down the hallway. I said, hey, look, the truckers are here already. And he's like, what? I said, oh, sorry. That's just a piece of white trash. I said, my bad. I can't tell the difference.
So the other thing about getting someone to do something small for you, like say Eric holding up my foot, even though that's more of a joke.
It is not. You would do that kind of shit to people too. Another thing you would do would just be sitting at your desk and then be like, hey, and then somebody would be like, what? And you'd be like, can you do me a favor?
Yeah,
and it would be something innocuous like get a soda from the refrigerator, give it to you. You just came off as lazy.
Yes, but like the and you will, but the idea behind it is because people come to think that you rely on them. They like you more.
So you're kind of
like something helpless.
Life
like
is
you're emotionally manipulating people.
So you're doing that thing like a cat where you try to come across as helpless as possible.
You're building a bond with somebody. That's what it is.
This is just like earlier when he was telling me before we started the podcast that he likes to just randomly come up to people and knock small, unimportant items out of their hands. I was just like, bro,
yeah,
you're a cat.
I swear to God, he is like the real
cat.
We did really well getting him like a character that is like a really tiny green little goblin.
He's like a cat. He just wanders around knocking shit off of tables.
That if that character was
making
walking around my
feed
house.
Him.
Yeah, that character was walking around my house like, hey, can you get me a soda from the refrigerator? I'd be like, oh, look at the little guy. The soda would be like the size of your head.
You know how I
ever do this shit to you, Al?
No.
Thank God. See, it's why do you do it to
Al gives the vibes off because I know he won't do it.
No. Is that true,
didn't
Al?
Even try.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. He's like, oh, hey, thank you right
Al
on that.
Al channels his inner gi and like he gives me the vibes.
That's very like sibling coded.
Yeah.
Like, you know, like, they my siblings, they would like cry and do like all this kind of stuff. And I'd still be like, I don't care. No.
Yeah, Al like, has the I'm not dealing with your shit attitude for sure.
Eric, you never answered the question, the perfect stick or the perfect rock?
Oh, the perfect stick.
Yeah, perfect stick all day.
Okay.
Yeah. Like, who? No one picks perfect rock. Because that
people
implies
like
the need
lakes.
For a lake.
Well, Kane
yeah, people
did.
Who like lakes picked perfect rock.
Kane did.
Kane did.
Kane.
I'm not saying he didn't regret that decision, but he did pick it.
David and Goliath. I mean,
there's
a lot of
rock. Yeah, he picked
up
the perfect rock.
Okay,
there's a lot of
perfect
rock.
All right, we got some rock representation.
Honestly.
I'm not saying there's no good reason to pick up the perfect rock. I'm just saying my preference is the perfect stick, and I think most people would.
There's a lot of like perfect rock stuff in religion.
Mm-hmm.
There's Mecca. That's just a rock in a box.
What's that big cube made of?
It's a rock.
Well, what kind?
Like granite.
It's a fucking meteorite.
Actually,
or something.
It's a meteorite, so it's probably mostly iron.
What? It's a meteor?
Yeah. You've never seen that? So
no.
Like it's a big box.
The dome of the rock in Mecca?
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's a big cube.
Yeah, it's a big cube, and then
did
in that
like
big
that?
Cube
it
is a
cube
giant like piece of a meteor.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
And then people like pray to that piece of the meteor because it's like a holy relic.
Why is it holy?
Because it fell from the fucking heavens and
because
Muhammad said it would.
Yeah, Muhammad said like asked for it to happen and then it happened or something.
Oh, okay.
So he asked for a meteor and then the meteor happened.
Basically a sign directly from God.
Yeah.
Ah.
Yeah. So and you can like touch it and stuff and it's radioactive and then like you'll get like cancer and stuff.
It's a physically witnessable miracle.
Yeah.
As far as the Islamic community is concerned.
Okay.
Yeah. So, you know,
if you touch it, you will get cancer.
That's
pretty
that
much
that's
not
about
true.
But
that is
true. That is true. Look
millions of Muslims touch that thing all the time.
No, it's behind a fucking. It's behind a thing that keeps the radiation off of you. It's irradiated. It's actually irradiated.
not sure. Even if it was when it fell from the sky, the Half-Life would be way over by now.
They made an entire comic book series about it.
A comic book series about the irradiated rock inside the Dome of the Rock.
Yeah,
inside
Super Muhammad. Super
fucking X-Men, dude.
You're thinking of the Inhumans. You're right.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
You idiot. You absolute buffoon.
I get them mixed up.
Sorry,
dude.
Channeling my inner Penguin
Hey,
Zero.
Now that Iran, or Iran, or whatever it's called.
And I
Where'd
ran,
you run, dude?
I ran so to the far Middle East, away.
Since they like shot all those missiles at Israel, and Israel then like said they were going to respond, are we going to put boots on the ground in the Middle East?
Again?
Yeah, is America going to the Middle East again?
Probably. Are we not still in somewhere over there right now?
Oh, dude, we have the... Dude. Yeah,
I mean,
like,
I mean, in large
the only,
numbers,
the only country we're not in right now is Afghanistan because we very publicly left.
Yeah. I mean, like, that like are we going to send, like a lot of dudes there?
Hell yeah, dude, maybe. The draft is coming.
It just we're going to we'll
die for Israel.
I don't think we'll be drafted.
Die for Israel, Will.
Maybe
you know
if,
you
like,
want to.
Maybe
no,
if Russia
you.
Starts actually trying to go to war with us, we'll be drafted.
Yeah, I feel like the Israel-Palestine thing is really
but even then,
shitty,
like,
but
so
not
many Russians
something that's
died a shitty
business?
Tactics. So many Russians died a shitty tactics. I'm almost like, I don't even know if we'll need a draft to beat the Russians.
I mean, that's because they're in a war they don't care about. Like, none of the actual Russian soldiers are into it. So morale is incredibly low. So they're just not paying attention. And then like little Ukrainian peasant boys are sticking fucking grenades in their tank tracks and they're getting owned because they don't care.
Nico
no one's
Gavocado
passionate
is over
about
there
what
sticking
doing.
Grenades in tank treads, dude.
No one is passionate about what they're doing over there except the Ukrainians and the Russians
you know
just trying not to get shot by Ukrainians.
I'm imagining Nico Avocado on the front lines of the Ukraine war, just fat as shit. Just...
I mean, he'd be make a pretty good bullet sponge for a while. I mean... That,
they've got him like
water
packed up like a sandbag.
Water is really good at stopping bullets, and he's got a lot of thickness to him. So,
oh,
I mean,
hell yeah, dude.
Oh, dude.
You could strap
you know
him to the front of the tank, but the tank wouldn't move right.
Metal torture technique?
What's that?
What if you took your prisoners and you took them and you tied them to the front of a sandbag?
Mm-hmm.
And so that way when like the enemy comes and like tries to fight you,
they have to shoot through their own men.
Yeah, into your sandbags.
I think that's an ethics issue.
I mean, yeah, of course,
that's
not, of course.
Is that torture? That's, you wouldn't live long enough
cruel
to be tortured.
I mean, psychological torture, isn't it?
Sure.
Very much so. You have to shoot through your own comrades to get to the enemy.
Well, I mean, not to mention the guy tied there.
Yeah. Oh, well, he's fucked.
Yeah, yeah, he's, I mean, like,
I mean,
the
I,
other
at
people
the very
are the ones
least,
getting tortured, he would just be dead.
I would, like, break his legs or cut his feet off or something so that they couldn't, on the off chance we lose, retrieve the guy.
Yeah.
You know, like, you gotta make him worthless as a soldier.
Oh, of course, blind him.
You know, that's why, yeah, that's why the, you know, the ancient things where it's, like, flipping people off, biting your thumb at them, throwing up deuces backwards, like, things like that. Those were all war things from, like, archers and stuff. Because what you would do is you would capture the enemy and then ransom them back, but you would send them back with like only three fingers on each hand, so they couldn't like hold swords and shoot bows and stuff.
Yeah,
like you know that way you get profit, but they don't get a soldier back.
Mm-hmm.
So then that's where you got all these things where you would flash your fingers, your important fingers for drawing bows and holding swords at the enemy, like, hey, still got him. Fuck you.
Okay. Yakuza does the thing where they cut the pinky because if you without your pinky, you can't hold a sword properly.
Yes. Similar idea.
With the Byzantines, I can't remember who they were fighting, but they were losing for a while. And then they caught a lucky break and managed to ambush whoever it was. And basically, they took all the prisoners and they blinded them and sent them back. And that instantly ended the war because the king of whoever they were fighting basically had to shift his entire economy to taking care of blind people.
Jesus Christ.
That's how many people they blinded.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the whole thing. That's why we use the kind of bullets that we use in warfare a lot. Like, you know, there's two kinds of bullets that you'll see more commonly is
full metal jackets
and hollow points. Yeah. Right. And while hollow points are better for causing damage to flesh targets, we don't use them in warfare because it's actually better to injure a guy and cause one or two other men to have to pull that guy off the field because then you've effectively eliminated three soldiers by injuring one.
Hmm.
Because now those two guys have to take care of that guy and get him out of there. And so now their defensive capabilities are a lot less than if the guy just dropped dead.
Funnily enough, that was a big thing in the Civil War, too.
Mm-hmm.
Was when someone got shot, a lot of the soldiers would actually like rush to try to... They had a problem where too many soldiers would rush trying to help somebody.
Mm-hmm.
And so like you'd have one guy get shot and then six other soldiers would take them back to the medical field.
What, like in a situation?
Some probably wanted out of there.
Yeah,
some
of
them
were
just trying to get the fuck off.
Yeah,
of
course.
They're like, damn, I got something else to do.
Like, imagine you're like the colonel and you're watching this and you're like, no, you can't do this.
Yeah. It's like, no, four of you go back right now and keep getting shot at and shooting at those guys.
Dude, line warfare would have been so fucking scary. Fuck that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I gotta admit, I vastly prefer our peekaboo tactics nowadays where we're constantly behind like 10 different kinds of cover. And we start using
armor
again. Yeah, and
we send drones out above you to drop a grenade on your head.
Yeah, I mean, quite frankly, I'm fine with robots doing a lot of my fighting. I
would rather get shot by a missile or a mortar or something, and then
Mordor. In a war, what way of, in a war would you want to die?
Blow up. Yeah, instant. I want everything to go really quickly. That's just the quickest death.
I think
the best
sniper
death.
Shot, maybe like to the head.
See, here's the thing. Snipers don't usually aim for the head.
This is such a masculine
they
conversation.
Very
I don't even know if I can have it.
Snipers like, are the ones who are more specific about trying to do the whole peekaboo, injure you kind of deal.
I saw this wicked video where this guy like peeked from a bunch of rubble and his like entire chest just became dust. But like he just started walking back and it was like somehow his fucking body armor like basically stopped the impact of the sniper shot.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, he was just covered in so much dust. It just blew up his entire body.
Yeah.
What?
Like basically a guy turned into a mist, but not like a bloody mist. Just like he was covered in so much grime and dust. It was just a smoke screen the moment he got hit.
Oh, that dirty, cool. Dusty man wearing body armor peeked out from around a corner, got shot in the chest by a sniper. And a giant puff cloud of his dirtiness went everywhere, but he survived.
He's the dirtiest soldier in the world.
Yeah, it was
probably
because,
an
like,
average.
He just kind of standing there for a second, and everyone looks at him. And goes, oh,
yeah, yeah.
And then he just walks back over there to him.
My man is not showered in 17 years. That's the new tactic.
I like to
dude.
Imagine that when Ukrainians get like scared or something, they sound like Curtis Kelly.
What? Who's the Return the Slab guy?
Also, who are they doing that to? Zelensky?
For sure.
Yeah.
Return the country. Or suffer my curse.
Where they go in and encourage the cowardly dogging to Zelensky? Just like pointing at him?
Yeah. Zelensky is like Marge.
Marge?
Mage. Whatever her name was.
Her name is... why did you think her name was Mage? You got Marge wrong and then you went to Mage.
I don't
Muriel?
Know. Muriel.
Muriel. Yeah.
Marge is from Simpsons, dude.
Is it Mage from Simpsons?
Marge.
Mage is just another word for wizard.
Yeah, that's... See?
M-A-I-G-E.
M-A-I-G-E?
Now it just sounds like you're trying to misspell that dirty term for pussy from England.
Oh, minge.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, show us your minge.
Yeah, pop a thumb in me minge.
Are you comfortable eating alone at a sit-down restaurant?
Hmm.
People talk about that all the time, like that's uncomfortable.
I don't
give a shit.
I feel like I've only done that a couple of times when I was working at a sit-down
Makes
restaurant.
My anxiety go up.
I do it all the time. I don't give a fuck.
I feel like if I had my cell phone and some headphones, I wouldn't care.
I have never, ever felt anxiety doing that. Because, I mean, there's so many scenarios where you're going to be alone going to a restaurant. Like, if you're on lunch at work.
There's not really that many scenarios where I'd be alone going
at
to get
restaurants?
Lunch.
Yeah. I mean, I guess the real trick is if I'm alone, I'm probably just going to take the food to go and then go to my house and sit in front of my fucking TV.
Bruh, I love
it. It's going to be cold by the time you get home.
I mean,
how long is your lunch break?
Yeah, like what?
7 hours.
How far away are you driving to get the food?
Like 3 hours. Is there anything more obnoxious than listening to someone else do vocal warm-ups?
No, that is the most obnoxious.
It's so obnoxious.
Yeah, I almost always forget that they're even a thing until I like get backstage on like a performance day for something, and then some asshole inevitably goes, okay, guys, let's do the vocal warm-ups. It's just like, yep, okay, well, yep. Let's just go with whatever he's doing.
What was the one with, like, the lion, something like Gold Lion or something?
The golden lion.
No, the owl always...
Okay, don't do that. Listeners going to hate it. No, it was like lion face. It was like something face, then lion face.
Lion face, he, whatever.
Yeah, yeah, Al knows what I'm talking about. Now there's three of us who are theater kids, Will. How does it feel? Being a fucking band kid.
Oh, you did the theater stuff?
You were a band kid.
My man.
No, I wasn't. I was in theater.
Okay. All four of us are theater kids.
I did band for 1 year, and I failed.
I took theater world's in 7th, 8th, 9th, 10th, 11th, and 12th grade. I messed with theater in community college, and then I went to university for theater.
I was in theater
for 2 years. That's how I know your wife.
You know my wife? Hmm? Really?
We're in high school together.
They dated.
Yeah. She was friends with Mandy, but I knew her through.
Yeah. Now, literally everybody on the podcast has dated your wife.
No.
Yeah, Will hasn't. No, keep
yourself that.
But I will start soon.
Yeah. Won't take long. Don't worry. We'll get to that.
Find a small world kind of shit. You know.
Would you go to Transylvania?
Why not?
Because it's awful. What?
What about it?
I mean,
The economy. Like, you remember Resident Evil?
Bro,
are you basing everything?
No, I know. I know like a dude who the previous channel artist for my channel for a while was from Romania.
Yeah.
And Transylvania is very close to Romania.
It's next door. Yeah.
Yeah. So I asked him, like, you know, how is it? And he was like, you ever played Resident Evil 8? I was like, oh, yeah. Wow. He was like,
it's kind of like
most
that.
Of the country is still like Resident Evil 8. You got to go to a city for it to not be Resident Evil 8.
I mean, I've been to Jamaica and Mexico, and they don't have the highest living standards in the world. But, like, if you just go to the places tourists go, then, yeah, there's going to be fun stuff.
Al, what about you? Would
you
go to Transylvania?
Sure.
I just don't see why not. Like,
I would
go
hoping to get bit by a vampire.
I'm sure it's a cheaper vacation, too.
You know what? Probably.
You know, I could probably see some interesting sights, some old castles and stuff like that. I could get some good out of it. And I could try some, you know, Transylvanian
foods. Yeah, but what if you were trying to get some bad out of it?
Then
what would you do then?
Go to the shitty places.
Go to North Korea. Would you go to North Korea?
Flash my money. Like every foreigner I meet, just flash my money.
Would you go to North Korea? Would you? Like realistically?
Realistically, no.
But
I come to part of me is curious to see what it would be like over there.
What's like a famous person?
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Yeah, if he came up to you right now, he says, I don't do a good
hit voice. I've got two tickets to paradise.
Would you
and
go?
Me, William.
Yeah, but it's North Korea. Would you go?
Eric, my best friend, you and I, we're going to North Korea.
All right, Arnold. I don't know why. I guess we'll go hang out with the Kim family for a bit.
Because I love the way that you look without your shirt on.
Apparently, Kim Jong-un's sister came out.
I'll make it even better.
She came out recently on a press conference and she said
she came out.
Yeah. She was going to destroy America.
Oh, good. Good for
her. Who said that?
His
North
sister.
North Korea's sister. South Korea. Al, would you go to North Korea?
Why?
Yeah, he'd go to see the K-pop
like
bands.
Like free tickets.
They don't have.
Arnold Schwarzenegger comes to you.
Al, I have free tickets to North Korea.
I mean, no. I guess.
What if it was your favorite K-pop band?
Wouldn't be there.
They would.
Yeah, they would not willingly be there. They might get kidnapped and forced to perform.
Would you go
there.
Save them?
That has happened.
Would
before.
You go as a spec?
Yeah.
Ops
what if the Kim Jong Un family said, "We're only going to send them back to South Korea"?
They're
going to
give me goods, I'm going to do it.
Who's that old basketball player with the colored hair who's really weird?
Dennis
Rodman. Yes.
Yeah.
If Dennis Rodman was the one taking me, I feel like I actually would go.
Really?
Because I know I'm going to hang out with the actual Kim family and have like just the nicest things. It would essentially, even though there's nothing for me in North Korea, this would be the equivalence of a cruise or a resort because there's nothing to see there, but I'm going to get the nicest shit.
What if
I'm going to be pampered the entire time I'm there? And that I'm okay with.
Okay,
like,
you accept.
High quality steaks, wine, shit like that. Yeah, I'm fine with that. Hang out with Dennis Rodman's weird ass.
Okay, you accept, but you have a week or two before you go. Do you start looking up facts about basketball?
Because you've got to, I mean, like, that's what Kim's into.
Yeah, like, are you going to start looking up facts about basketball?
Yeah, so you can, like, have something to talk about over dinner. Are you worried that at dinner you'll get a fact wrong and then he'll get mad?
Yeah, like, are you starting to look up facts about basketball? Like, when, if you think you know he's going?
Yeah, because that's a big thing you have to consider here. If you have dinner with Kim Jong-un and his family.
If you fuck around with Kim, he might send you the camps.
Yeah, you get a question wrong or he, like, just starts to not like you as much. Like, you laugh really loud. What if he just does not like how you laugh?
Well, I'm fucked then, aren't
yeah,
I?
Yeah, it just pisses him off.
Like, that's the question.
You could hypothetical this all day long.
I know, but that's scary.
What we're asking is, are you going to tailor some of your conversation to suit him?
I mean, I do that with normal people.
No, but like, you don't go out of, I bet anything you don't like see, like, you think, oh,
maybe
the podcast,
you don't, Will.
And you're like, oh, I'm going to look up
Will's ass looking on the phone during
dragon
the podcast.
Porn for Patrick. And yeah, that's how we're going to relate. I'm saying, like, I mean, are you going to look up basketball facts so you can relate to Kim Jong-un?
Like, when I hang out around rednecks, I talk about guns more because I know that I'll be able to relate to what they have to say more.
How are you going to relate to Kim Jong-un?
I love our conversations about dragon porn, Eric.
That's a good question. Yeah, I can talk to Patrick about dragon porn.
I appreciate
it. About military history.
How are you going to relate to Kim Jong-un?
That's a good question. What topics would I talk with Kim
so
Jong-un
I
about?
Hear you like having all of the food. I also like having food.
I hear you don't have a butthole.
Yeah,
that's true.
You're so efficient that you can your body just uses all of the food.
Mm-hmm.
Like, is that true?
Yes.
Could I
see? And that's how I got executed in North Korea.
Can I
see your non butthole?
They throw you out a window. Just smash cut to you flying out of the top window.
This interview
was a good movie.
This is a time trial and defenestration here. That's what we're doing.
Would you go to North Korea for the bit? Like, we're gonna film a vlog.
No. Realistically, absolutely not.
you're like, no.
That's the kind of shit. That's some Johnny Somali ass shit right there. I am not purposefully going somewhere people do not want me to be and making an ass of myself. No.
Okay.
Absolutely not.
What about you, Will? Would you go to North Korea with me for the bit? We can film a vlog.
Are you going
to
act
for the
like
Vine,
you're doing
man? It's for the Vine.
What?
Are you going to act like you're doing the podcast?
Yeah, dude, the whole time.
No, you were going to get killed.
Yeah.
You were absolutely going to
get
killed.
The whole time, dude. I'm just.
Nah, I bet you anything, Patrick would be like he was at the gala, just like, don't fucking say shit to these people.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, I was at a gala with Patrick a few nights ago.
Yeah.
We were just meeting a lot of rich people.
Yes.
And he just kept saying to me, don't fucking fuck this up.
Yeah,
don't
yeah.
say shit to these people.
Yeah, I'm actually really mean off the podcast. I'm wildly aggressive.
Yeah, when he's around the aristocrats.
Yeah.
Yeah, he turns on his, puts his aristocrat mask on.
I do.
Starts spitting on poor people.
One drunk rich lady like pointed at a little dick on the ground and was like, look at that. Look, it's a little dick.
She did, like, yeah. So there was like, let me give you a little bit more.
Why was there all we need?
Me and Al was like, why was there a little dick on the ground?
Yeah, let me give you
what is happening here?
It was like rich people eating poor people's genitals.
It was a concrete sidewalk, and where they had poured the concrete, someone had drawn a penis into the concrete.
Okay.
Not there was a tiny,
no, that was
tiny cut off penis.
Who dropped their penis? Who dropped this tiny penis? Yeah,
no one raises.
It's like you see like one
bears.
Guy like looking sideways, like, oh shit.
He's
like, I want my penis back, but now I have to claim the tiny one. Oh, damn it.
He's bleeding profusely from his crotch.
He's like, no, it wasn't me.
Yeah.
It wasn't me. I got a huge dick. I have a huge dick. This is unrelated. This blood here is unrelated. I have a huge dick. That is not mine. Nope.
Did you guys ever see that video of like the school room and it's a teacher and her wife? Board it has edging circled and crossed out and she's just saying I won't even blame you but stop edging in my class.
Oh Jesus fucking Christ,
what was the context?
Someone was edging in her class.
Really?
Must
really?
Have been. Why would she do that?
I feel like edging also refer to like arts and crafts and like certain computer things.
Sitting on the edge of your seat.
No, like,
you like
edging, like as in like cutting off or smoothing
you
off
mean
the edges
etching?
On something. No, that's just putting.
Hold
like,
on, if I just Google edging
something.
In class, what comes?
I would not, but okay.
Yeah.
Hopefully college related material.
Yeah. Establish
how to edge in class and get away with it.
It's a normal thing that r/teachers has it as a topic.
Does anyone actually edge in
class?
Click
on it.
I mean, I'm sure.
Someone said.
I've known of kids who were masturbating in class before, so I don't see why a specific type of masturbating would be off limits.
Because it takes forever.
Well, yeah, but you can also do it more subtly.
Can you?
Maybe. This guy did. Well, I say that, but he got caught, so I guess he didn't.
Yeah, apparently it's just like a meme amongst teenagers to ask their teachers, like, if they know what edging is.
Yes. That's like that time someone went around with a t-shirt with a little kid with a bunch of a octopus costume on with panties at the end of every tentacle. And it said, "Look, Mom, I'm hentai."
But
this was like 2004 Mississippi High School. So the only way to call him out for that would be to call yourself out that you know what hentai is.
Yeah,
so
pretty much.
Nobody could pretty call much. Him out on it, except there was one person who did call him out on it. It was the art teacher, but she was really weird anyway. So all she did was laugh at it.
Oh, that'll be me, dude. That'll be me when I finally give up this career and I become a teacher.
Is this a career?
Yeah, this is a career.
I hope you're ready for your evaluation.
I feel like career.
I'm going to give you a 17 cent raise.
Yeah, I was going to say, I feel like career is something after job. And whoa. I feel like I don't make money doing this.
Eric's going to be making 17 cents.
Yeah. I'm going to go to North
Korea. Is that my pay now?
That's what I'm paying you to go to North Korea, dude.
No,
we're not getting paid.
No, you're not getting paid by the hour. That's yearly. That's your salary. Yeah.
Wow.
We don't make enough ad money for that.
Well, this has been the Anything Cast. I'm Patrick.
I love you.
I'm Al.
I love you too.
Thank you.
Now kiss. Al just took his headphones off.